With Congress on the brink of history, calls are growing for two Republican senators to resign for their role in fanning the flames of last week's insurrection. Elsewhere on the program, we'll hear about the local response to Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. But first to Texas, where at least two major newspapers have blasted Senator Ted Cruz for amplifying false claims of election fraud that inspired the rioters. Lisa Falkenberg is editor of opinion for the Houston Chronicle. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And your editorial says, "Resign, Senator Cruz, your lies cost lives." Make the case for his resignation.
Well, the interesting thing about these debates is right now we're in a situation where the temperature's gotten turned up so high that people are calling for Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley to be added to the no-fly list, and some are calling them terrorists. That was not the point in our editorial. Our editorial was that for months, Ted Cruz was leading the way in helping perpetuate the false narrative of President Trump that there had been widespread election fraud, that the election was stolen from Trump. I remember watching Sean Hannity's show a few days after the election and just watching in disbelief as Ted Cruz on national TV lied about, for instance, the Pennsylvania count, saying that it was done in the shroud under the shroud of darkness. Meanwhile, it was being live streamed on YouTube. So my concern isn't that he was calling on people to do violence. It's that his lies helped create the atmosphere, add to the anger and the vitriol, and then all the president had to do was throw a match on it.
So Ted Cruz has spoken out against that violence. He expressed his sympathies to the family of the Capitol police officer who died. He claims he has nothing to do with inciting the riot. And he's made it clear that he's not planning on going anywhere. Does your paper support removing him from office through the 14th Amendment if he doesn't resign?
I think that what we support is for him to do the right thing. And this was a call on him to be a representative who's responsible and to apologize for what he's done. I think that would make more difference than anything. And he's refused to do that. So at this point, voters are left to take notes, remember what's going on, and make sure they hold him accountable at the ballot box.
The evolution of Ted Cruz is worth pointing out. There are inconsistencies in his record, to say the least. Now he's defending Trump's false election fraud claims, as you laid out. But here he is back in 2016 when he was running against the president.
This man is a pathological liar. He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth. And in a pattern that I think is straight out of a psychology textbook, his response is to accuse everybody else of lying.
What do you think changed for
Ted Cruz? Are we talking about Ted Cruz there? Are we talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, I take your point. How do you think he became such a defender of the president after that?
That's the interesting thing. When somebody insults your wife and accuses your father of having a part in JFK's assassination, you'd think that things like that would leave an effect and force you at least not to pander to the person who said those words later. But politics is politics, actually. Moving on and trying to get things done and trying to work with a president, I don't begrudge anybody for doing that. But actually taking part in the very words and the very things that he's accusing the president of doing is what is remarkable. But maybe it's not remarkable. Maybe Ted Cruz is able to do these things because he is a lot more like Donald Trump than he would like to admit.
You've been getting a lot of response to this editorial, I'm sure. You're in a conservative state. Ted Cruz won his last election in 2018. It was close, but he won. How do you think voters will respond to this? Will they have forgotten about it by the time he runs again in 2024?
So he still has a lot of support, of course, but the love for him is much less than the condemnation, the disgust. So, of course, we've gotten people canceling their subscriptions. We've gotten many more subscriptions. It really wasn't about subscriptions. It was about, this is the right call at the right time.
Lisa Falkenberg, editor of opinion for the Houston Chronicle, talking about an editorial calling on Senator Ted Cruz to resign. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you.